You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max. The podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Starting to put together one of those prolific third quarters. Curry! Cooking! Launches! Oh, money! The Warriors have responded. They have flat out outworked the Boston Celtics. Come alive on the night scene. We the A-team.
A-team. Sean, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, the ESPN app. Say, play ESPN. We pop up on your smart speakers. You can download the podcast. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, by the way, is brought to you by Mako. With Mako and their magic, your car is no longer tragic. If life throws you uh-ohs, just say, better get Mako, and go to Mako.com to get an online estimate today. Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, how you doing there, Stuffy?
What's up, Key? Stuffy?
Stuffy.
What's up, Stuffy, Max?
Yeah.
Hey, Key, you want
please, it's been a month. I can't shake this thing.
You want some
Jay, no.
Nope.
No.
Don't do it.
No.
Hey,
no,
yo.
I can't ask.
What? No, what are you asking? Ask,
no.
If you want some no. Juneteenth ice cream.
No. No. Okay. Don't want you asking that.
Just saying, yeah.
I
what's it called, Velvet Swirl?
You know what's so funny, man? As I'm sitting here.
I get so mad.
I was sitting here thinking about our call yesterday on our Zoom call. I just was thinking about taking the light bulbs out. I was thinking about that. Who comes up with that, right? You no, gotta be.
Let's explain what happened. We're in the middle of our Zoom meeting, which we do on Sundays at 4:30. We start to prep for the next day.
Before you finish, I just want to state that this is what happens when you make the transition. Because this is what my parents used to say to me. I'm like, oh, I'm never gonna say. And I say the same stuff that Key says.
Yeah. So in the middle of this meeting, all of a sudden we hear this.
I always thought when the NBA had the lockout season, they were at their best. When they played.
I'm going to undo all y'all lights in y'all rooms.
All y'all lights.
Because y'all don't do them, but leave y'all lights on. Expect for me to pay for them.
Like, that's so many.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I didn't even.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I just got my water bills. Like, what are y'all doing?
All I'm saying, James, if you leave a room, turn the light off when you leave the damn room. That's
I'm on my ESPN call. Jim, I didn't realize they wasn't mute. Be quiet. I was telling London that I'm going to unscrew all the light bulbs in their rooms because every light is going to hurt.
Well, we have additional content, James.
Oh, y'all thought that's funny, huh? Well, it's true, though, man.
Key's going to bring the kids up on the homestead. candles at night.
I really thought y'all was on mute because I was going in and I was about to start going in. They'd have called child custody services on me because – I hate that stuff, leaving lights on and doors open. Man, doors, they got the door. They leave the door open sometimes, you know, and I live in the mountains, man. So when you leave the doors open in the backyard, you know, we got field mice. We got coyotes. I told them, I said, one day, y'all going to leave that damn back door
cougars.
Open. All that. Y'all going to leave that back door open one day.
Cougars in L.A.
Yeah, that too. But you're going to leave that door open one day, and y'all going to come downstairs, and he going to be sitting there looking at y'all.
See,
and y'all gonna be scared as hell.
I agree. I added on to you. I can't do that. I don't like when you leave the room. Just turn the light switch off.
What is it about fathers, though? When you become a father, for some reason you get obsessed with the light switches being on. What is that about? I remember, when I was a kid, I'm like, it's like an extra 2 cents. But
not if every damn light on in the house,
see, but
Max.
You got the West Wing lights on. He
you
don't
got
go to
the
West
lights
Wing
on.
Light.
Wait, though, Max, you got the lights on.
Yeah.
They got the TV on that they left on that they're not
fan
watching.
Going AC on.
AC on with the
AC
windows
on,
open.
It's just too much. I don't care if it's – Max, I don't care if it's – $0.05, $5,
it's the principle.
It's the principle.
Principalities
my
involved.
I get treats for my dog. My dog got 10 treats around the house. He don't touch none
oh,
of them.
Oh, what about like, this one? Just, how about this one?
Stop
you keep bottles of water in the house, right? They crack open a bottle. Take one sip.
My wife is
leave
a big,
it there.
I can't,
well,
no,
we don't. I'm looking around. There are 11 bottles of water there.
Max, we stopped buying bottles of water years ago.
Yeah,
we have the filter.
Yeah,
in the thingy in the and we put it in, fill it up. Got the filter. Put it in the refrigerator. Guess what? They won't even drink water now. Right?
Yeah, right. That's
the
problem.
You got to get the Yeti. You got to get the one big thing. Just put it in
but
the
you
Yeti.
Know what it is? I get it for me because it's convenient. Man. It's convenient to grab the water with the cap on. I don't have to worry about it spilling, have it on the couch. I like it. You know what I mean? So I keep it for
see,
me.
See, but my wife doesn't put the cap all the way on. She's like the person that twists it kind of cap.
No, that's the like orange that. Juice to the lemonade. Oh. And then all the stuff that you don't want in the refrigerator, they put it right on the edge. When you open up the refrigerator, it comes falling
yeah,
down.
It comes falling down.
And who did it?
And
did
here's
what?
The other
not me?
Here's the other thing. Simple stuff like you come in, you take your shoes off. You don't leave them upside down in the middle of the hallway, right, where people are tripping. You just
let it out, Max.
How long does it take just to put the shoes? Just slide
let it
them
out,
into,
Max.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Let it out.
This is a therapy
don't
session for Max.
Put the shoes
this is a safe space,
in my
man.
Damn house in the first place. Put them at the front of the garage step before you walk in.
Oh, that's a whole yeah, other man. Level. You yeah, know, in New York City, serious. You can't do that because you get back out in the hallway, shoes gone. You, get, you go barefoot to school. All right. I mentioned we're presented by Progressive Insurance. So Steph Curry, who had a big second half when they needed it most, credit where it is due, Jay. Finally,
just
it happened.
Just got to sneak that one in there, Keith.
In year 17, he had a I'm big listening. Second half in the finals. At home, in a must-win game, or a very good idea to win game. He talked with Lisa Salters afterwards.
We came out with the right defensive energy and approach. Obviously, they have a lot of scoring. You have to make it tough on them all night. Jason and Jalen got off to a decent start, but we made them take tough shots. And then offensively, we were a little bit more organized in what we were trying to do from the jump. So we said we needed to play with desperation. That's what we did. Good feeling to get back on track, and now we got to take it on the road.
You know, something Steph said, Jay, which I bring it up from time to time, he doesn't get enough credit for a superstar like him who's undersized and not really built like a defender, he is present on defense.
Well, he's put on a lot of weight, actually. He doesn't get pushed off his spot as much anymore.
Yeah, but even when he was like you know, lighter, he still was – he expends some energy on that side of the court. Not every superstar who's like Steph does that, right? Even last night, defensively, he's a present player for a guy who carries that kind of load on offense.
So it was trending last night about Draymond Green could play football for Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers with the way he was literally manhandling people. And watching it, I've said this before, if Dennis Rodman had grown up in the skill development era, right? Like, that's who Draymond would agree.
Yeah.
Draymond Green would be Dennis Rodman growing up in the skill development era, minus the shooting. Because he has a very high basketball IQ. It's one of the most underrated things, Key, that nobody really talks about. He's the quarterback for this team. And one of the things he did right out of the gate is that he understands his job description, and he wasn't doing that in the first game. He's an agitator. He's a guy that provokes you. So he started off by ripping the ball away from Al Horford, like literally took him to the ground, jump ball. A couple of plays later, he starts barking at Jason Tatum. Oh, I'm going to get in the best in the head of the other team's best player. He actually baits him into a foul. He gets into it with Grant Williams. He gets a technical foul. He gets into it with Jaylen Brown. Oh, he challenges a shot. They fall down. He just leaves his right leg on the shoulder of Jaylen Brown. Most players would have taken the leg off. He just leaves it there. He gets Jaylen Brown to engage with him, to push him. He pushes back. Now, that should have been a technical foul. Maybe you can get into engage, whether that should be or not.
By the way, it's what LeBron did to him once upon a time.
But that's what he does,
yeah.
Right? That's what he does. And it set a different tone for this team where sometimes with Golden State, you question who's going to be that second guy to the party. Is it going to be Wiggins? Is it going to be Clay? Is it going to be Jordan Poole? Was Jordan Poole later in the game? But still, the energy-wise, Draymond set that tone from the beginning of the game, Key, and that's why I think they won the game. Like that, Steph played his tail off, but he set the tone from the beginning.
Is that tone more about intimidation, OJ, that they're out there thinking that if I do something to this dude might do something back to me? Is that so they're thinking about what Draymond might potentially do to them if they get into a confrontation? Is that what they're thinking when they're on the court? Because you're playing a basketball game, and you're going to have people that are tough and enforcers and things of that nature. You can't engage in those sort of things. You can't allow Draymond Green to get you off your game. But I think, you know, not only Draymond and Steph did what they were supposed to do in the game, but when you look at the other three players on Boston's side, which would be Horford, White, and Smart, they didn't do nearly the work, that not even close to the work that they did in game one. Although Jason Tatum had a phenomenal game in the first half, he didn't show up much in the second half. And so when you look at those three, four things combined, you're going to get run out of the building 107-88, especially when the Warriors' second wave of players stepped up outside of Steph.
And Dre, as you said, Jay, you know, high IQ. I mean, not just high basketball IQ. You could hear him on his podcast. He's a smart guy. But part of that is knowing what does the team need. And he gave them what they needed early.
Max, when you hear conversations on the sidelines and all the guys are talking about how they need to minimize how loud Draymond's voice is in their own head, you're winning the game.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We are coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Will we see Daniel Jones' best season yet this year? That's not exactly a high bar to clear.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hot news or not news. You ready, Jeremy?
I wasn't ready until the music dropped. Drop, 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 drop.
Now you're ready.
This is sneaky hot news.
Hot news.
Hot news or not news time. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And we are joined now by NFL, ESPN NFL insider, of course, Dan Graziano, giving you the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Dan, as you can plainly hear, it is time for hot news or not news.
Yeah. Fired up.
Davis Webb says that Daniel Jones is the smartest quarterback he's been around and that this will be his best season. Hot news or not news?
Not news. We've been hearing good things about Daniel Jones since he got drafted. Like, I mean, this is the year we got to see it. I mean, and this is no offense to anybody. Like, Daniel Jones might turn out to be great. It's time, though, to show instead of talk.
I think, year 14, it's probably good to show up.
You can be as smart as you want, but if you keep turning it over and if you don't deliver, at a higher level than he has so far, then they're going to move on.
Yeah, this is not news. Max and Jay, I play with every quarterback I ever played with was extremely smart. Until the lights came on. And then some of them forgot how smart they were. So I don't care about that. All quarterbacks are smart. That's why they play quarterback, because they can decipher information, or they're supposed to at least be able to decipher that information and spit it out, retain it, put the team in the red zone, all those sort of things. I hate when people always try to say how smart a quarterback is. Every quarterback is smart.
I had this moment back in 2009. Where I'm at the W Hotel in L.A., and I know he said it before, but he said it to me. Mike Tyson grabbed my shoulder. Everybody has a plan until you get punched in the mouth. You know what I'm saying, Jay? Yeah. Everybody has a plan.
Keep imitating Mike like that. Watch what happens. Mike, that was Jay, not
please
me.
Please let go of my shoulder, Mike. But, like, that's what I'm saying. So that's obviously applicable to Daniel
Back
Jones.
In the day, Mickey Rivers, the Yankees all-star center fielder, was being mocked by Reggie Jackson, who said, man, you can't even read or write. And Mickey Rivers told him, you better stop reading and writing and start hitting, because Jackson was in a slump. You know, like, that's great. He's smart. Get me the ball on time. Derek Carr saying the Raiders regime is committed to him. Is that hot news or not news, Dan?
It's not news because that's what the regime has been saying. So why wouldn't Derek Carr believe it? Look, I mean, the way the contract is done, I don't think it necessarily means they're committed to him long term. But everything I've heard since Josh McDaniels got that job is that he's excited to work with Derek Carr and that that's going to be the quarterback. So unless something falls apart this year and they want to move on, we have to take them at their word.
Yeah, it's not news to me. They like Carr. He's doing a tremendous job. They went out and got Devontae Adams because of Derek Carr. They didn't just go out and get Devontae Adams because they needed a receiver. The relationship is there. They plan on locking them both up and keeping them. I understand his contract has some funny language or whatever in it, but at the same time, he'll be their quarterback for at least the next three seasons.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. Not news at all. It is interesting, though, how expectations, I feel like, for this team now with their name power, you're like, oh, get into that interesting spot. Like, how is it going to equate to winning games and getting to a Super Bowl? It's time to start talking about the Raiders that way.
ESPN NFL insider Dan Graziano. Mike McDaniel says he's pumped about Tua's work this offseason. Hot news or not news?
It's not news. I mean, have you been watching Mike McDaniel since he got this job? He's pumped about everything. Like, I mean, he's constantly pumped. He's very high energy. He's very positive. This is one of the things the Dolphins really liked about him. Look, I think it's great. Tua, I don't think anybody's ever had a problem with Tua's work. It's just a question of what he delivers on the field. And much like the Daniel Jones situation, this is a year for Tua to show it.
Not news at all, Dan. I hate to be the poo-poo guy on the show, but I'm going to be it. I look great in T-shirts and shorts and OTAs throwing footballs around, too. So there you go.
So Daniel Jones is smart and Tua is a hard worker. Yeah. The problem is, can you get the football to the guy who you need to get the football to?
This is June. That's why. Yeah. He's pumped. He's pumped, yeah.
Everybody's pumped.
It's June. Everybody's pumped.
Zeke Elliott says he's only focused on this season, Dan. Is that hot news or not news?
It's not news. You know, we got to get to September.
We're trying to make some lemonade out of lemons,
huh? We need some news here. I mean, like, this is not – of course he's only focused on this season. What else would he be focused on? I mean, I just don't – look, he's got a lot of years left on his contract after this one, but this is the last one that's guaranteed. And if you look down the road – could this be Zeke's last season in Dallas? Yes, of course it could, the way the contract is set up. But I buy that he's not thinking about all that. I think Ezekiel Elliott's focused on being healthy and delivering at a higher level than he did last year.
It's hot news to me. You know why? You know why, Dan? It's hot news?
Why?
Have you seen Zeke anywhere other than Cowboy facility this offseason? You haven't seen him flying around. You hadn't seen him or somewhere taking his shirt off, walking around in Mexico.
Parade somewhere.
Any of that. Nothing. Right. He's been locked in and focused. That's the only reason why it's hot news to me. That tells me he's focused in, lasered in.
In related news, football is fun to watch. Hot news or not news? Dan Graziano, A.J. Brown, gives high praise to Devontae Smith. Calls him a number one wide receiver. Hot news or not news?
Look, if Devontae Smith is a number one receiver, and then that's hot news for the Eagles because then that means they have two of them, and that's A.J. Brown's point. But where Devontae Smith was drafted, he had better be a number one wide receiver, or else why would the Eagles have traded up to pick him? Well, what was he, the 10 pick? I think it was the 10 pick. So, yeah, I guess not news because he's supposed to be a number one receiver.
Yeah, I'm going to make it hot news. The reason I'm going to turn it into hot news is because you got your fellow wide receiver saying, hey, he's the number one guy here, basically. He's the number one receiver. I know I'm a number one receiver, so we got two number ones. We're going to ball out. He's just sending a subliminal message to the division.
All right.
Yeah, I'm trying to turn it into something, Dan. Work with me.
No, yeah, you do. You're working harder on this than I am this morning. I got to step up my game.
I got one for you, Dan.
I think this is hot news.
Because now if you have two number one receivers on the same team, I'm looking at the quarterback who sometimes has a hard time throwing the ball deep, right down the field. Okay, puts more pressure on Jalen Hurts. If you got two number ones now, no excuses offensively. Let's get the job done.
Jalen Hurts in a no excuses situation. Yes. They've put a nice looking team around him.
That's an interesting way to do a receiving core. Like, you tag a guy a number one, two, or three receiver, then add it up, and whoever has the lowest score wins, right? Ooh. Like, you know, if you got two ones, that's only a two. That's pretty good. The Eagles may have a low number there.
Plus, by the way, nobody runs it more than the Eagles. So, like, what do you need two number one wide receivers for?
Yeah, right. Interesting. It's a luxury, I guess. Drew Lock and Geno Smith, Dan Graziano, will split first team reps this summer.
It's
hot news or not news?
It's so June.
is hot news because it means that there's a quarterback competition, and we love those, right? And now it may not be the most inspiring quarterback competition we've ever seen, but it means that we don't know who the quarterback is going to be in Seattle yet. Could be somebody who's not on the team yet. Interesting situation to watch as the summer unfolds.
Yeah, it's hot news because Geno Smith has an opportunity to become a starter in the National Football League again. I'm betting my money he beats out Drew Lock. Hmm. I'm betting my money on that.
I'll say it's not news, but it is hot news for Baker Mayfield, who I'm sure as soon as he heard about this, took the newspaper and threw it at the wall. He's like, Geno Smith is going to be a starter in the NFL, and I will not be.
I think it's not news because whoever wins the competition, so what? They're finishing last in that division because they don't have a quarterback. Year. It's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Hot news or not news, the Panthers reportedly are not interested in Jimmy G, Dan Graziano.
I think it would be hot news if this turns out to be true, but I think there are some qualifiers in this report, which I read. I think they're talking about they're not interested in the salary, $24.2 million that he has coming this year. So if they wanted to acquire him, they'd probably have to redo the contract or wait till the 49ers cut him if that is something that is possible down the road. So I think it's, you know, I still think they're a team to watch for Jimmy G if circumstances were to change. But remember, he's not going to throw for another at least 3 weeks coming off that shoulder surgery.
Yeah, it's sneaky. It's sneaky hot news for me because anytime information comes out, Dan, as you cover this stuff with the Carolina Panthers about wanting somebody or not wanting somebody, it usually comes to fruition, right? They didn't want Baker Mayfield because Robbie Anderson said no way, and then all of a sudden Baker Mayfield, they drafted a guy. They wanted Cam Newton. They signed Cam Newton. They didn't want to trade the running back McCaffrey, and everybody's saying they're going to trade him. They kept him. So it's interesting to hear them say that they're not reportedly interested in Jimmy G right now. I think the 49ers keep Jimmy G, and he's the starting quarterback opening day. That's just me.
I disagree with you on that. But I think on Carolina, on Baker Mayfield, they talked during the draft about Baker. They just couldn't agree with the Browns on how much of the salary each team was going to pay. So they weren't like blanket not interested in Baker. At the right price, I think they would have brought him in.
Which is the same thing with Jimmy G, right? Like maybe everyone wants to see him throw first before they decide whether or not they're interested in him. But I'm with Keith.
Quarterback.
If I'm the Niners, I keep Jimmy G. And even if Trey Lance wins the job, whatever, at some point you have real quarterback depth. And would it shock anyone if Trey Lance has a pretty good season, they're in the mix, at some point Jimmy G takes over, has a big game when they need it? Like, it wouldn't shock me.
Dan, if you're Jimmy G, where would you want to be?
I would want to be in San Francisco, but they've replaced me already there, so I don't have that option. If I were Jimmy G, I'd want to be cut, so I could go pick my team, and maybe I'd want to try my luck in Seattle. But they're not going to trade him to Seattle in the division, so that'd be his only path there.
Hey, Dan, I got a bonus for you, hot or not hot. Denver Broncos in Russell Wilson's video, Let's Ride.
Let's Ride.
You ready? You didn't see it, Dan. How could you not?
I've been playing a lot of golf.
Man.
Yeah.
Why did I would have sworn you saw that.
Why didn't do like that, though? They made him say Let's Ride like 15 times.
Is it super corny? With Russell Wilson,
it's not news.
Tell you something. Social media people at your company are not your friend.
Not your friend.
No.
His
wife's video, her new video in the Broncos is pretty cool. It is.
You didn't see it, Jay? That one I actually saw.
I'm not saying anything.
So Dan Graziano says there's no news. There's no news right now.
What is wrong with you? That's not news, kid. We don't talk about that.
It's so early where he is.
Oh, that's right.
Dan Graziano, always good to see you.
Maybe next week we'll have more hot news.
That's right.
Well, we'll have hot news.
Man, I tried to make news, Dan.
Your best. I admire your effort. I really do, considering it's what, 4 in the morning there?
Yeah, 4:30.
Yeah. All right.
Coming up, Dan, you might be interested to know, is today's winning word of the day. Get money.
What did I do wrong?
Sometimes it's a fine line between good defense or turnover offense. Stolen by Curry. Curry 1-on-4, 2-on-4. Pulls from the top for 3 and hits it.
That's amazing. He just keeps working on his game, his strength, his conditioning year after year, and it's a pleasure to watch him play.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. All right, guys, ready? Today's winning word is curry. C-U-R-R-Y. Curry.
The shop boy.
That's the winning word today, Jay. That's what happens when you show up in the second half of the finals games.
Are you done?
Winning word is curry.
Are you done?
Make sure to text it to 777-000.
Chef Curry.
For the chance to win $2,000. Message and data rates may apply. Want another chance to win? Listen to the NBA on ESPN Radio Basketball Championship broadcast this Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the chance to win even more cash. I mean, what do you want from us? Look at what we do. Provide you endless hours of entertainment every morning, free, free 99. And on top of that, you can win money while you're listening? Speaking of Steph Curry.
I just text you, Max, so give me my money.
Hold on a second.
Don't you owe Harry Douglas a dinner?
I just got a text from Key saying, Curry, give me my money. I think I'm on the hook. So, look, I've never denied, guys, never, that Steph Curry is one of the greatest players of all time. You want to call him top 15, fine. You want to even argue he's a top 12 or something, fine. When you start getting at the top 10, and now I got to take out Kobe Bryant or Tim Duncan or Larry Bird or Magic Johnson or Shaq, man, it's hard. Because all those dudes I just mentioned spent years as the best player in their sport and were huge in the finals when they needed to be. All those dudes.
But, Max, why do I hear – and I'm not – you know, I'll let Jay beat you up. I'm just going to – why do I hear, though – massage a little bit. Yeah. But why do I hear, like, ex-NBA players or current NBA players – say that he has nothing to prove, like he doesn't have anything to prove. I hear so many of them saying he has nothing to prove as far as this MVP so-called trophy goes.
I think, first of all, they have eyes and they can see how great he is, right? And he's done it for so long now at that level, at that size. No one's ever been at that size on Steph Curry's level. So I give him all those props. I'm talking about – because I'm doing that thing that seems like the jerk media guy does, right? Whoa. But I'm doing it because, right, it's like the jerk media move. But and it's not like I'm dying to be that guy and here's my scorching hot take and everyone react to that. I'm just, but when I'm watching it, I notice it. Like, okay, wait a minute. Here it is when it matters most in the fourth quarter with the game on the line. And I was expecting it in 15. And they did win, but again, there were extenuating circumstances, and I didn't exactly see the best version of Steph in that series, and I was expecting it in 16, and I was shocked. I flew up and bought my own tickets, didn't go with a press pass, because I wanted to enjoy it as a fan, Cavs-Warriors Game 7.
What year?
16.
16.
I saw them not score a point in the final 4.5 minutes. I couldn't believe what I was watching. I saw Steph miss shots. Not take a shot. I saw him carelessly behind the back throw the ball out of bounds. I'm like, yo, what? In game 7 at home, fourth quarter at home, to be the greatest team ever, seventh, you know. So it's not like I don't understand he's great, but that thing did happen. Like when LeBron choked against Dallas when he was playing hot potato with the ball, didn't want it. Since then, he's had some of the most ridiculous final series we've ever seen. But I think he needed that after the Mavericks series. Not just to win a championship, but to do it when it mattered most. So I'm not saying he's not one of the 15 greatest players ever, even if he never had the kind of game that he had last night. But I do think, Jay, it enhances Steph's greatness. If he can come through late in games at home that they must win, not on a team with KD where the other team has no shot, but in a 50-50 kind of game where they could lose.
Here's what's frustrating about it, Max. So 2015 was his first NBA Finals, right, in which they won it. But you say, hey, LeBron James was the best player on the court.
By far.
And if Kevin Love and Kyrie were there, you think that Cleveland would have won.
Don't you?
Right? Potentially, but my thing is injuries are part of the game. So I can go back through the history of time and be like, well, this guy wasn't – like, if you're hurt, you're hurt. I can't change that.
Can I interject one thing?
I mean, that's just like –
that's
like
any sport.
Wait, Jay, but Key, I just like to interject one thing.
And by the way, the gap for LeBron – you're watching potentially the greatest player
to ever play the game of basketball. So I got all the respect in the world for Steph, but like they're different levels. Like, and I think LeBron is on a different level than Steph. So you're always, as a boxing analyst, you're always going to compare two boxers. I'm telling you, you can't compare those two.
So two things now. One is the injuries. There are extenuating circumstances where a guy's not just hurt, but your second or third or best player is not on the floor. If your second and third best players are not on the – for example, Toronto beat Golden State.
Yeah, I heard.
But if you want to say, come on, Max, not only was KD not available, but then Klay wasn't available. I got no argument for you. Yes, Golden State would have beaten Toronto had they been healthy, obviously, right? Same thing in that series. I get it. Their injuries happen. But in that case, it was so out – like so obvious, so blatant. Mm-hmm. The Cavs would have beaten the Warriors if fully loaded. So when people all – point to that champion. Oh, Steph did win the championship. Not only did he not play his best basketball, but his team was very lucky to win. Okay. Then in 16, they blew it.
You know,
they
he's averaging 27 points in the NBA Finals. So, and I know what you're saying about his team, but he also had a really bad ankle in 16.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, he, guarding against Iman Shumpert and J.R. Smith, J.R. Smith, 6'6. Six and a half. Like, same with Iman Shumpert. Long wings, athletic guards, defensively different team while being hurt. So I hear you, but like you're using that to minimize, and you're saying, well, I haven't seen him do it at a high level.
But am I minimizing or I'm comparing?
You're saying you haven't seen him carry a team on his own.
Only because he's being compared, when you say top 10, to players who not only dominated the game and were, unlike Steph, considered the best player in the game for years, which he really hasn't been. But unanimous MVP aside, like, you know, by the end of that season, everyone thought LeBron was the best player in the game. But in addition to that, they've come through late in finals.
I hear
finals.
You, but you know, like, besides Jordan, besides LeBron James and Kobe, like, nobody's really carrying a team on their own. You know,
of course
that, right?
not. No one is, period.
I know, but yeah. Like, you feel like you need to see Steph do that.
No. Ho.
But that's what I was about to say, that Yates, that's what Jay was talking, because I'm just not going to let Max gloss over unanimous MVP aside.
Yeah, well, no, wait. Key, what I'm saying is, when I say Bird or Magic or MJ or Kobe,
hold on, man. You just brushed the MVP
I'm addressing
aside.
It. I'm saying those guys were considered the best player in their sport, usually for more than 1 year. What I'm saying, when I say that aside, what I'm saying is this. Steph won the unanimous MVP. But by the end of the full thing, no one thought Steph was the best player in basketball. Steph
because
has never,
LeBron James.
He got the
James.
Damn award anyway.
Max, I'm going to stop James. You. LeBron James. We keep having – you say Jordan's a GOAT.
Right.
There are a lot of people that say LeBron James is a GOAT. Okay. So you have two players who are the best to ever play the game of basketball. Mm-hmm. Steph will never be the best player on the court when he's on the court with LeBron James. You know that, right?
Hold on. LeBron James is no longer – LeBron James is no longer considered the best player in the world, right?
Is he in the MVP conversation?
Yes, he is. He hadn't won the MVP in the last couple years, so...
Yeah, but I would say it's an open debate right? Steph is not
fine.
In that debate.
He's 1,000 years old.
Steph was in the conversation before he got injured this
season.
And
he was
in
the conversation at the beginning of the year.
What I'm asking you is this. Jay, basketball analyst, right? Is Steph Curry the best player in basketball right now?
Is Steph Curry... He's one of the best players in basketball.
I get it, but LeBron James is no longer the best player in basketball, let's say, okay? So in other words, my point is... The LeBron excuse doesn't work anymore. Well, he happens to share the era with the greatest or second greatest player ever.
I'm not using the LeBron. I'm using that back for in 15, 16. Because that's your reference point that you feel like he let you down during that moment. So during that moment, Steph let you down. No. That's when LeBron James was at his pinnacle.
But Jay, watch this. If Steph would have just scored a point... A single point in the last 4:30, they could have won that game.
Max, stop going back to game 7 years ago, man.
But wait, you just did. You're saying if
I'm looking at the entire body of work. You're going back to one reference point 7 years ago.
No, what I'm saying is at no point at the end of everything, finals are over now. Let's evaluate who the best player in basketball is. Steph has never been the best player in basketball. Has he been the second best player in basketball? Arguably. Maybe not. But certainly not the best.
I just don't know how you get everybody signing off on you to win the MVP, but you ain't at that.
Well, let me ask you, who was the best player in basketball that year when all was said and done?
LeBron James.
Right.
But did you not just hear my damn argument?
But now you're saying about? I'm focusing on that. I'm saying let's look at right now. If you never longer have LeBron James as your best player in basketball.
Because his peak is Giannis over. Is the most dominant player in basketball. But Steph is right there. Steph's always been top five.
I'm not arguing he ain't top five. I'm saying everyone else in the top 10, where you say Steph is headed, has spent time as the best player in basketball and has shown up late in finals games. I'm not
Tim
saying
Duncan
Steph
was never Max the best player in basketball.
Oh, you could argue he was, yeah.
Max no. is trying to. No, you, well, you go ahead, Jay, because you got him right. You got him right where I was going to go.
You
so
take
go
Tim
ahead,
Duncan or Kobe Bryant.
I'll take Kobe, but there were years where you could easily take Tim Duncan. It was very close between those two.
I mean, Tim Duncan was an incredible player. Like, I just don't get into this whole thing. Like, where you just. I don't understand your argument. It has nothing to do with him finishing top 10.
I'm not.
It's all said and done about the entire body of work.
Are you guys tired of this yet, or you want to do it again next segment?
Sure. Well, keep going at it.
Am I tired of it? No, because I like watching Jay just hit you in the ribs a couple times.
Well, that's what you don't see is my elbows there blocking the shot and then the counterpunch. Should the NBA shorten its season, too? We can get into that. Jay changed his mind on that subject, and as I'm clearly changing his mind on this one.
No, you're not.
But we'll see.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Sometimes it's a fine line between good defense or turnover offense. Stolen by Curry. Curry 1-on-4, 2-on-4. Pulls from the top for three and hits it.
Guy's amazing. He just keeps working on his game, his strength, his conditioning year after year, and it's a pleasure to watch him play every night.
Key, this is ridiculous that I am on national TV and radio dealing with Max, who subjectively is creating this argument
that Stephen Curry
has never been the best player in basketball.
Has he?
I mean, it's subjective, right?
Right. I'm asking you. I'm asking your subjective opinion.
So the year that he got unanimous MVP, I think he played the best out of anybody that year.
By the end of the season? By the very end of the season?
But still, I think LeBron James was the best player in basketball.
You mean the guy who won the finals MVP?
You mean the guy who was potentially the second greatest player ever to play. So when Tim Duncan won world championships, Shaq was in the game. Was Tim Duncan better than Shaq? Was he more dominant than Shaq?
I will tell you this. More dominant, whatever. The argument in that era, if you really go back and think about
it's an era
in that era, the three guys who spent time jockeying for position as number one, depending on the year, was Shaq, Kobe, and Duncan.
So when Duncan came in, MJ won a championship, Duncan's second year. Mm-hmm. So, like, MJ was the best player.
Yeah, of course.
98. Okay, all right. So, there's jockeying.
No, but, Jay, what I'm saying
But what you're saying, Max, is subjective.
No. Okay, I'm talking about Jay Will's subjective opinion now. So
you can't talk about my opinion. I can tell you this is about your opinion.
Yeah, no, wait a minute. You're saying it's subjective. I'm like, take me out of it. According to you, let me ask you this. By the very end of the finals... How long has Steph been in the league now?
A while.
like over a decade. He's been in the final. He's been in
34 years old, man.
Right, 34 years old. Been in the league a long time. Been in a lot of finals. At the end of any season so far, according to Jay Will, has Steph been the best player in the world? And don't tell me LeBron, because LeBron's not, according to you, the best player in the world anymore. And Steph's still going. So my point is this. If Steph won finals MVP, I'll bet you after the season you might say, yeah, I think Steph is. Like, there'd be a real argument that Steph is the best player in the world
But there's still a real argument on whether or not LeBron James is the best player in the world, man. Yeah, it's still arguments that.
The reason I bring that up is because he's no longer at the point in his career where you look and go, he's playing like the second best player who ever lived, LeBron. He's still a great player.
I don't know about that one, Max.
He
plays
at a
his prime, would you have had Giannis above LeBron?
Wait, in his prime?
In LeBron's prime, would you have had Giannis over LeBron?
Well, see, here's what I would think. I'm going to answer this one for you, Jay. Here's what I think. I think what happens
in
this. I think what happens in this is that you also are factoring his age and where he's at. Yeah. If you didn't know his age and where he was at, and it was one of those blind tests where you all of a sudden lift up the bag and there's LeBron and there's Giannis,
Steph is 34 years old. So a lot of LeBron's prime has been with Steph's prime.
Yeah.
Right? So
it happened.
So that's what I'm saying, Max.
So you're saying if Steph was now what he was then, he'd be the best player in this league
right now? I think he'd be right there.
Okay, that's interesting.
I think he'd be right there.
Oh, right there, but okay, in the mix, and maybe some years he'd be the best player in the world.
Yeah, conversation. You keep going back to the primes that their careers are running parallel to a degree.
They came in basically together. So their careers are basically running parallel together. It's hard when you got one guy that's, call it, three steps above for you to say, well, Curry's matching that when LeBron's taking his team to however many finals or whatever the case.
If Tim Duncan were playing mostly throughout the Jordan era,
Tim Duncan would never be the
best player in the league. You'd be MJ.
Never.
LeBron James is that gifted.
I understand.
That's my opinion.
He has been. I see what you're saying. And by the way, Duncan is probably the guy that either Steph or KD replaces in the top 10, right? So I'm taking we're focusing on the most vulnerable guy in the top 10. But like Shaq spent years as the best player in basketball and finals MVP, and he had it on smash.
That's when Tim Duncan was even winning championships. I would still told you I think Shaq is the most dominant best player in the game.
Here's what's going to happen.
We got 30
in
seconds, Key.
If he wins the MVP, it's going to be hard. And when his career's over with, it's going to be hard for a lot of people to say, take this guy out of the top 10, move that guy in. Because all those top 10 dudes are some of the greatest that ever played the game.
Yeah. It's hard to get in the top 10. I'm
glad
not the
we're
one
talking
who said
some
he's top
sense
10.
Into you finally.
It's not, well, maybe yes. Am I talking any sense into you?
No.
That's the question. No?
No.
Well, maybe you need to listen a little harder. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Get the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless. We're back in a matter of moments.
Oh, is that thrill to be a winner?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.